Bhajana Hasyam, November 12th. Astiyam Sadhana, Chapter 8, the last concluding chapter of Bhajana Hasyam, discussing verse 23, the joy of Ras Leela. This is about Premnam Bhajan, this Astiyam. And Premnam Bhajan, Sambhog Prem, is all about Sambhog, the intense joy and happiness Radha and Krishna feel when they unite together in various ecstatic pastimes. Now this is Prem Sambhog, par excellent, the Ras Leela. This is the joy of the Ras Leela, which is Krishna relishes dancing with the damsels of Braj through eternal time, through time eternal. Because practically the Rasa dance, ordinary dance of this world, is a beginning and an end. Starts at 10 o'clock at night and goes till 2 a.m. or whatever. But Krishna's rasa dance, practically you can say it lasts for time eternal. Because although it was the 9 hours of the evening, the gopis were wanting to dance forever with Krishna. If you're with the one that you want to be with, and it's very difficult to be with that one, when you finally attain your beloved's association, then you want to be with them forever. You want those moments and hours to last forever and ever and ever. And that was their wish, that was their desire. And of course, the lover and the beloved are agreeable to each other's love and company. There's nothing greater or more satisfying to the lover or the beloved than to be with each other. So Krishna reciprocated because he's the controller of time, Kalosmi. I am time. So 9 hours, 10 hours, one day, one night, eternal time, it's all Krishna. No time. Time is conspicuous by its absence in the spiritual world. So Krishna is thinking, oh gopis, you want to dance all night, you want to dance forever with me, dance with me forever, embrace me forever. So alright, let this night of the rasa dance last forever. Let it go on and on and on. And so that's what it did. Just to give us some idea, but basically we can say the rasa dance lasts forever because it says that the rasa dance lasts for a night of Brahma. A day of Brahma. A day of Brahma means 12 hours of Brahma, which is 360, I don't know, trillion years or some extraordinary number, which might as well say eternally. So if you're going to dance with someone for 300 million years, you might as well say you're going to dance eternally. So to say that Krishna relished the rasa dance with the Braj gopis or the beauties of Braj for time eternal, in one sense is certainly correct. Jayadeva Goswami glorifies the Ras Leela in verse 12 of part 1. He describes the rasa vilas of Krishna and the Braja Gopis. Vishvesham manoranjanena janayan anandamindi vara shenisha malakomale upanayan angerangot anangot savam swachandanam braja sundari Rajasundari biri abita pratyanga malingita shingara saki murti maniva mado mugda hari kridati. Very beautiful verse from Gita Govinda. One saki speaking to another. Hey saki, look, Krishna is dallying here and there in the spring, enchanted by the spring season. He's like the embodiment of the God of love himself. Every limb of Shyam's body is freely embraced by the beautiful girls of Braj. And this experience of Krishna embracing all the Braja damsels is creating ecstasy in the whole universe and a festival of desire in them with his limbs. So when the Braja Sundaris or Braja Gopis embrace Krishna in the Rasa dance, the whole universe fills with joy, fills with ecstasy. Ah, they're uniting. Krishna's happiness is our happiness. Like in a family situation, a mother, because she's so much attached and loves her son. If she sees her son becomes happy, then she becomes happy. So the whole universe, everyone in the universe is ultimately connected to Krishna and a devotee of Krishna. So when Krishna initiates his rasa dance and the Braja gopis hold on to his arm, and some wrap their arms around his neck and some put their arms around his waist and some hold him by the shoulders, and in this way they touch him. The whole universe seeing that and witnessing that beautiful union of Krishna with all the Braja damsels, that they become joyful. And not only that, but then what happens to the gopis that are doing that? A festival of desire arises in their bodies when they touch Krishna. Anangotsavam. Ananga Utsav. Anga Anger Anangotsav. Swachandam. Shreni Shamala Komala Upanayan. That when they touch the soft limbs of Sham, it awakens in their bodies a festival of Cupid. Ananga means eros, erotic love, awakens in their bodies. The Braja Sundaris. And Krishna's limbs, what are Krishna's arms and legs like? They're like as soft as a garden of blue lotus flowers. Indivara Shreni Shamala Komalar Upanayam. O Sakhi, he who gives pleasure and bliss to all the gopis, whose limbs are bluish black, very soft, and whose beautiful limbs resemble blue lotus flowers, whose qualities awaken the festival of Cupid or Kandarpa. And that festival lies within the gopis' hearts, as who embraced by each and every limb of the gopis. That Krishna is sporting like amorous love personified in the spring season. This verse by Jayadeva Goswami is painting a beautiful picture of Krishna. Ish bhaktaram yagatapasam sarvaloka maheshram. He's a supreme enjoyer, and he's going at it right now. We're seeing him enjoying. We're hearing about how he's enjoying. And if we're envious and we're a Gnostic or Pashandi or non-devotee, when we hear about Krishna enjoying, then we'll say, what is this? I should be enjoying. Why is he having such a good time? I should be there. The women who hear this, they think, oh, that should be me. I should be... A festival of Cupid should be awakening in my body when I touch Krishna. And the men will be thinking, yes, I should be Krishna, and all these ladies should be touching me. This is the intense envy that lingers in the heart of the conditioned soul. But for the purified, surrendered devotee of the Lord, he rejoices in Krishna's love sports. He relishes hearing about Krishna's conjugal bliss. He's very much attracted to it from a mood of service, a mood of support, a mood of encouragement, and a mood of surrender with Ashavanda, hoping someday that he or she will have the suitable spiritual body and purified bhavas and ecstasies to serve those beautiful Shringara Ras, amorous love pastimes of Krishna Vrindavan. We tried competing with Krishna, and we tried competing with Radha for thousands and millions of lifetimes in thousands of different species. Alligator love. I love my Mrs. Alligator. And bird love and dog love and pig love and all kinds of love. We loved our Mrs. Pigs and our Mr. Pigs. When we were pigs and dogs and camels and asses and crocodiles, we loved our Mrs. Cockroach. And from body to body, we tried to find some arrangement, an opportunity to enjoy, to be the supreme enjoyer. So now we come into this line that, well, actually, we finally realize that this doesn't work. Being the enjoyer and being the center doesn't, and being independent, being the enjoyer and being the center doesn't actually work, because it's all false. It's all misconception, misunderstanding. I'm not the center of the universe. I thought I was. I'm not the supreme enjoyer. I thought I was. And I'm not the supremely independent one. I thought I was. The actual fact is that we're a tiny unit of consciousness. We're totally controlled in every second and millisecond of our existence. And we are meant to serve the Supreme. And He's the creator and the cause and relisher of everything. So then His love sports become very attractive. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has put this beautiful Sanskrit verse from Gita Govinda into the common language of Bengali for the audience that he published the book for. Madhura Ritu Madhukara Panti Madhura Kusuma Marumati Madhura Vrindavana Maj Madhura Madhura Rasaraj Madhura Nati Nati Nigana Sangha Madhura Madhura Rasaranga Sumadura Yantra Rasala Madhura Madhura Karatala Madhura Natana Gati Bhanga Madhura Natani Nataranga Madhura Madhura Rasa Ghan Madhura Vidyapati Bhan. Actually, this may be a song by Vidyapati. Yeah, this is by Vidyapati. Chandidas and Vidyapati, they were famous, two famous Bengali Rasik Vaishnav poets, kavis. You must have heard Chandidas and Vidyapati. Of course, they were not only poets, but they were musicians. So they knew all the ragas and how to sing all these things. Madhurita Madhukara Panti Madhura Kusuma Madhumati. There's a lot of madhu there. Lots of madhu, lots of honey, dripping with sweetness, saturated with relishable ambrosia. And what is Vidyapati telling here? He says it's the sweet spring season. Imagine. With bumblebees buzzing around the honey-filled flowers. Zzzz. And they're intoxicated with the nectar of the flowers. In the midst of that sweet land of Brajabhumi, Keli Bhumi, is the sweet, sweet Lord of all loving relationships. Vrindavana Maj, Madhura Rasa Raj, that Rasa Raj, that sweet Raj, that Rasa Raj, Madhura Ras, the conjugal, Lord of conjugal Ras, the Lord of erotic ambrosia. Madhura Rasa Raj, Vrindavana Maj, Maj means the middle of. With the sweet dancing of the gopis, Nati, Nating, Natingana, Natini, Natinigan, Natini, the group of dancing girls, Natinis, Natinis means girls, dancing girls, Natinigan Sangha, and the association of a group of dancing girls, the gopis. With the sweet dancing gopis, Krishna enjoys the sweet, sweet dance of love. That's the ultimate dance, the Rasaranga. The sweet sound of the musical instruments playing Sumadura Yantra Rasala. That's nice. Doesn't say very specifically here, but this word, it says Sumadura Yantra Rasala, that everything is so much madhur. The dancing group of dancing girls is madhura, sweet. That Rasaraj is very sweet Rasaraj. That sweet Lord of love is there. And the kusam madhumati. The kusam, the flowers are very fragrant and full of honey. The intoxication of honey nectar of the flowers is also sweet. And it's a sweet spring season. And the madhukarapanti. Madhukarapanti means those who extract the pollen from flowers, which means the bumblebees. But then we come to this particular aspect, component of the Leela, of the Ras Leela. Sumadora Yantrasala. Yantra means machine. What type of machine? That means the veena, the mridanga, the pakkavaj, the vamsi, murali, the swaramandala, the sarod, the santur. All these instruments are there in rasa dance. And they're not madura, they're sumadura. I mean, very, very sweet. They're so sweet that the sound of these instruments is not just vibrating strings or wind or harmonious blend of sounds and notes and ragas and raganis, but it actually produces a beautiful nectarian drink called rasala. Rasala. What is rasala? Rasala is a mixture of yogurt. Yogurt, and it's mixed with honey, and it's mixed with milk. It almost sounds like panchamrita. It's yogurt, milk, no ghee. Yogurt, milk, honey, and cardamom and black pepper, and sugar and honey. So it's almost like panchamrita. And it's all mixed together in a mixie or something, blender. It's called rasala. Very nice. It's like blended panchamrita without the ghee. I don't think there's ghee there. And some spice, it's just some cardamom is there, elaichi and kali mirch. That's rasala. And that's sometimes the mandris, they prepare this for Krishna. They drink rasala. They make it and put it in a thermos. They make it and they keep it chilled in a fridge overnight, and they bring it out for rasa dance and serve it out. Yeah? No. Something like that. So this is the sweet, very, very sweet sound of musical instruments is playing, and the very sweet, sweet playing of kartals. Madura, madura, madura karatal. Yantra rasala. Radha and the gopis and Krishna dance joyously, making various sweet movements, singing sweetly. Natana gati bhanga. Madura natani nataranga. This is a sweet song of Vidyapati. Oh, that's nice. So Vidyapati, he's singing my song about this sweet pastime, this sweet rasa leela. It's also sweet. Madura, madura, madura rasa gan. Gan means his song, gan. It is a sweet season of spring with bumblebees buzzing around. The honey-rich flowers intoxicated with the taste of the nectar pollen. In the middle of the sweet Vrindavan is the sweet, sweet Lord of all loving relationships. With the sweetly dancing gopis, Sri Krishna enjoys a sweeter than sweet dance of love. The sweet sound of the musical instruments playing, the sweeter than sweet playing of kartals. The gopis dance joyously with Krishna, displaying various sweet movements as they sing ever so sweetly. Thus ends the sweet song of Vidyapati. Kavi Vidyapati ki jai. The crown jewel of connoisseurs of mellows, dear Lalita Nayak Brajendra Nandan Sri Krishna Chandra, appears as the god of love, Kamadev, personified. And he relishes Sringar Ras with the Braja Gopis. One Sakhi tells her friend who's sitting in a nearby kunj, "Do you know, Sri Krishna is just nearby. He's absorbed in Rasa Vilas with the Ramanis, Braja Ramanis." And then she says, "Ach." And then she says, "Look, look, look, Sakhi, look, see how Krishna, possessed by an eager desire for captivating amorous sports, is bound by the embraces of the young women of Braj." Because they're looking, and there's one gopi's in a kunj by herself, the other gopi comes, "Hey, look, come, come, look, look. See, look. See, one gopi Ramani, Gopa Ramani, is lovingly embracing Sri Krishna and sweetly singing. Another gopi is pressing against Sri Krishna with her uplifted, hard breasts. One Gopa Ramani with heavy hips is blooming with prema. On the pretext of whispering into Shyam's ear, she says, "I want to tell you a secret." She fulfills her heartfelt wish by kissing him. Sri Sri Krishna is also increasing the love of the beautiful women of Braj by embracing and kissing them and pleasing them with his smiling, sidelong glances. Sri Hari, not considering right or wrong, because he's not Maryada Purushottam. He's Madhurya Purushottam. His only consideration is, where's the honey? Where's the sweetness? You got it? I'll take it. If you don't have any, then jao, get lost. If you have any sweetness, Krishna will come and steal it. He's not considering right or wrong. He displays his charming pastimes with the gopis in the spring season. Krishna creates a grand festival of Cupid by awarding the rasa, longed for by the Brajasundaris, with his soft, bluish-black limbs, resembling a blue lotus flower. Shyam is freely embracing and touching the Brajaramanis and manifesting himself as a personification of Shringar Ras, which means erotic love. Divine love sports of Radha and Krishna. Sambhog. It's text 24. And the Rasa dance, all the instruments, they mix together with the gopis' bangles and ankle bells and created a fifth musical instrument. There were string instruments and wind instruments and percussion instruments. And then their bangles and their nupura, their waist bells and their kinkini and nupura, ankle bells and waist bells, they blended together, created a new sound, became a fifth musical instrument. It sounded so much beautiful. Ragas were created there. This is text 24 of Ashtayam Sadhana. This is Radha's Prem Sambhoga, the zenith, the joy of seeing Krishna. Because this is Sambhog, meeting Krishna. The gopis are glorifying the moment that they see or meet Krishna because of their separation. So this is in Krishna's love circle. Every moment is precious. Even there are some of the Padakartas, the poets, they write how, this is one, Chandidas wrote one poem, he says, in the mood of the Sakhi, Sakhi Vav, he's saying, we worship the seconds. We worship every second that we're with Krishna. I mean, we blow by years. Years blow by, months blow by, what to speak of seconds. They said, the seconds that we pass with Krishna, we worship them for eternal time. Every second is valuable. And Sankalpa Kapaljrum, Vishnu Chakravarti, in his Manjri Sroop, and Vinod Valerie Manjri, he's saying, Radharani, when will I brush your hair? And Pratak Leela, Radharani's waking up in Barsana or Yavat, and Sakhi Manjri's come bathe Radharani and do Sringar, dress her, brush her hair. And now Vishnath is praying in Sankalpa Kapaljrum. So when I'm brushing your hair, I will be so careful when I'm brushing your hair that each piece, each strand of your hair, I will hold it as more valuable to me than millions of my own lives. I mean, our life is a very valuable thing. We cherish it, we protect it, we do whatever we can to maintain it and continue it. And then he's praying, every single hair on your head is like millions of my lives. So much care and attention. So here, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, as he's closing this discussion on this Ashtayam Sadhana, Na Prem Bhog, or Sambhog Prem, and this is Naam Bhajan, the level of Prema. The Premi Bhaktas will, of course, chant Naam, and they'll meditate on these verses that he's collected here, and they'll experience these Leelas and their Bhava Drishti and their Leela Pravesh, because they have Bhava and Prem, they can have access there, some Sporti or Visporti. And for the Sadhaka, these are nourishing. These are like, they paint the walls of our heart with that greed and that intense desire to qualify for such an opportunity to take part in these Leelas at the time of perfection. This is text 24 from Ashtayam Sadhana. It's a quotation from Jagannath Vallabhanatak 3.11. This verse describes the happiness the gopis feel upon attaining Sri Krishna's darshan. It describes a condition when the gopis are meeting with Krishna. Yada yato daivan madaripur aso lochanapatam tadasmakam cheto madana hatakenart aritamabut punar yasmin esha kshanam abhidrishor eti padavim vidas yamas tasmin akila gatika ratna kachita. There's some different translations of these verses. If by chance the transcendent, this is one gopi, of course, this is not only one gopi, but this is Srimati Radharani speaking. If by chance the transcendental form of Krishna crosses my vision, the path of my vision, my heart, injured from being beaten, will be stolen away by Cupid, happiness personified, because I could not see the beautiful form of Krishna to my heart's content. When I again see Krishna's form, I shall decorate that moment in time with many jewels. I guess this is the verse. I'll decorate that moment. Akila Gatika. Akila Gatika Ratna Kachita. This is the verse we were mentioning about. Sri Radha said, from the moment Sri Krishna, Madhuripu, unexpectedly came before my eyes, wicked Cupid stole my heart. Nonetheless, if he will come within my vision again, I will decorate those moments with jewels. Drishor eti padavim. Shanam, esha shanam. Again, punarshanam, for a moment, again for a moment if he comes. So this is describing the ecstasy of meeting Krishna. And Ramananda Roy is writing here in Jagannath Vallabha Natakam. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, as his standard, he puts all these Sanskrit shlokas here in Bengali to facilitate his reading audience of Bengalis who were, of course, that's who he was writing the book for. I'm presenting the book, and now, of course, it's in English. But he put this verse in his own language. Jekali vaswapane dekino vamshi varane sekali aila dui vairi ananda aramadana hari nila moramana dekite na painu nature bhari punajari konakshane karaya krishna dharashan Tavese gati shanapalla, diamalya chandan, nana ratna abaran, alankrita hari musakal. That time, either in reality or in a dream, Jekali vaswapane, when I saw Krishna playing his flute, deki vamshi varan, two enemies came and stole my mind, dui vairi. One was joy, and the other desire. Very interesting way to phrase it. Did I really see Krishna? Or was I dreaming? Because how could such a beautiful, extraordinary, attractive person exist in this world? Is it possible? Am I really seeing? Is it Brahm? Is it mistaken vision? Is it an illusion? Is it an apparition? Maybe it's a dream. Whatever he is, whatever I'm seeing, I know that two thieves have come. One is joy, what do they say, and the other is desire. Happy to see that object before my eyes, but that happiness is thrilled me with an intense desire to have or serve or be with that person or that object. One was joy and the other desire. As a result, I was unable to gaze upon him to my heart's content. And dekite napaino nature bhari. Bhari means to fill up or to heavily laden or heavy load. I couldn't fill my eyes enough. I was looking and looking and looking, but I couldn't fill my eyes enough with that beautiful sight that I saw that one day on the banks of the Yamuna. If at any time in the future fate should allow me to see Krishna again, then I will worship that moment when I can see him again. I will worship that very second. It says shana. Here it says gati. Gati, it says gati or shana. Gati means moment or second. I will worship that moment, that second, that instant, offering garlands to it, and I will offer sandalwood paste to it, and all kinds of jewels and ornaments. Diamalya, chandan, ratna, abaran, all kinds of ornaments. Alankrita karimu sakal. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is embellished a little bit with his own poetic flavor and a little bit of his some of his own jewels from his own rasa-filled heart as Kamala Manjari. He's added some nice ideas to Ramananda Roy's Jagannath Vallabha Natakam. There's commentary here, Srila Narayan Raj. Ramananda Roy is describing Radharani's deep attachment for Sri Krishna, which she's expressing to her intimate friend Madanika, some other sakhi. Madanika is trying to console Radha, saying, "Why are you so sad? Just see the captivating fragrance of the newly blossomed Ketagi flowers attracts the bumblebee from very far away. However, if the bumblebee finds no honey in the flower over which it hovers, doesn't it abandon that flower? You became attracted by seeing Krishna's lotus face, but in Krishna there was no prema." That flower has no nectar. "And even if Krishna has prema, he has no understanding of how much prema you have. So it is only appropriate you should give him up." And Radharani, containing herself, replied, "All right, I will now give him up." And then she started trembling, "Whoa," and became full of fear, and with a trembling, "Oh, Sakhi, I have given him up as you've told me. Okay, I've given him up. But I can't give up my memories. I can't forget his incredible beauty and his qualities. As much as I try to forget Shyam, to that degree the memories arise more in my mind. The memories of his gentle, soft, smiling lotus face and his reddish, red cherry-like lips on which his bamshi splendidly rests. When I receive this enchanting darshan, two enemies, Madan and Anand, Cupid and Bliss, appear and obstruct my vision." After saying this, Radharani fainted. Just speaking like that filled her with such sattvic bhavs that she became pralaya, she fainted. Such a condition resulted from her increased longing to have Krishna's darshan. This longing caused an inexpressible happiness to arise in her heart. She was overwhelmed by a deep yearning to serve Krishna with her body. Later, Radha again spoke to Madanika Sakhi. "O Sakhi, if Krishna gives me his darshan now, I will not let these two enemies, Madan and Anand, enter my heart, desire and joy. I will take darshan of Krishna to my full satisfaction, and then I will decorate the moments that give me darshan of my beloved with garlands, sandalwood paste, and various jeweled ornaments." So this is, you can say, Madharam Samapaya. This is the last verse of the Bhajan Rahasyam that was revealed to Bhaktivinoda Thakur directly by Srimati Radharani in the wee hours of the night when Bhaktivinoda Thakur was doing his Nam Bhajan and meditating on pastimes of the Lord and seeing all these beautiful verses arising out of different syllables of the Maha Mantra, and seeing how each of these verses was understanding how each of these verses was a illumination and commentary on a verse from Shikshastakam. And this verse is intimately connected with Ashlishiva Parvatam Panashtamam Adarshtamam Tam Karutava. Because in this verse, of course, there's meeting, because previously there was separation, Yagayutana Meshena. This represents viraha and prema, and now sambhog is represented in the last shloka of Shikshastakam. But that's Sambhoga, of course, the simultaneous meeting and separation is going on, but the overall experience is meeting and experiencing Krishna joyfully. So then these verses, the last verse that come, is describe the beautiful heart of Radharani and her experience of Sambhog Prem, seeing Krishna, being with Krishna, seeing Krishna. We describe 21 forms of Sambhog, which are revealed in this chapter. And one of them is to see the beloved. Of course, meeting, kissing, embracing, etc. Those are more advanced stages of enjoying or Sambhog Prem. Or just seeing the beloved, speaking, hearing the voice, sidelong glances. So this is describing this particular meeting in the form of Sambhog of seeing, and how much Radharani is experiencing seeing Krishna and then remembering seeing Krishna and worshipping those moments. And because after this, in the last verse of the chapter is simply his description of the Leela from Govinda Leelamrita. This Ashramayam Sadhana represents this Nisha Leela, Ratri Leela, at night from 10:36 to 3:36 in the morning. And this Leela, somehow or other, the Bhava Bhaktas and the Premi Bhaktas, they can understand. But they're Bhaktivinoda Thakur is experiencing all this Leela when he chants Hare Hare. And he gets concluding words here in this verse, which we'll speak and try to understand. But he's chanting these Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And the last Hare Hare brings him to Nisha Leela as Kamala Manjari. And he sees Nisha Leela and he experiences the Radha and Krishna meeting together, enjoying beautiful, all these beautiful Sambhog pastimes. And sometimes there's some separation even while they're meeting in the Sambhog Leela. In verse 2 of this chapter, this is verse 2, he's explaining how to get there. There's so many verses we discussed where Bhaktivinoda Thakur is describing how to come to the level of prema by bhajan, of course, nam bhajan, and using his formula and serving the great devotees, of course. And now he's explaining what is the situation of how to attain the prem seva of Krishna. And text 2, this is from Uddhava Gita, 11th canto, chapter 29, verse 34. Very interesting verse in the commentary. It's very nice also. A devotee who remembers these pastimes of Radha and Krishna is transcendental. Obviously, to really remember and serve them, one must be in his transcendental form. Being filled with eternity, knowledge, and bliss. A Vaishnava's body is non-different from Sri Krishna's body. Of course, that's mentioned in Sanatana Shiksha. It says, Diksha Kaliya Prakrita Deha. At the time of Diksha, the disciple gets in a Prakrita Deha. Let's say in the making. Or you could say, when he realizes the full aspect, what does Diksha mean? One thing, we get Diksha, we get initiated, we get Gopal Mantra, Kam Gayatri, Pancharatrika Mantras, Radha Mantra, Gayatri, whatever, different mantras from Guru, Sri Guru. And that's, you can say, okay, that's Diksha proper. But then there's the becoming a perfect in Diksha, realizing those mantras, entering those mantras, becoming Tadatmika with the Guru's Bhav, which is in those mantras, realizing his Bhav. And when all that happens, we can say, yes, when we come to Bhava, Bhava Bhakti, then we can say, yes, I have taken Diksha. Because it's saying, Diksha Kali, a Prakriti Deha, Prapti or something. At the time, Diksha Kali, the time of Diksha, one attains is a Prakriti Deha. A Prakriti Deha means a Siddha Deha, a spiritual Deha. But hardly we can say that yes, I've taken Diksha, I'm in my Siddha Deha. This doesn't happen so much like this. So the explanation is that we can say we get the Aprakriti Deha, the basic shadow of it, and then it becomes fulfilled as we make advancement. Then we realize what that is. when the mercy descends upon us. So here it says that he's quoting Uddhava, Martyoyada Tyakta Samasta Karma Nivedatma Vichikirshito Me Tadamritatvam Pradipadyamano Mayatma Vuyaya Chakapute Vai. When a person abandons all fruitive activities and fully surrenders himself to me, he becomes a recipient of special prema. This is a result of my merciful treatment toward him. This is Krishna speaking to Uddhava. I release that person from old age and grant him entrance into my eternal pastimes, where he serves me eternally. When a mortal creature gives up all works and completely surrenders himself to me, engaging in activities according to my desire, then he attains immortality by my grace, becoming equal to me in spiritual quality. Being the Bhagavatam, they include some commentary here of Vishnu Chakravarti. Krishna is telling Uddhava, it's a rephrasing of the whole point, which Vishnu often does in his purports. A person who surrenders to me and then, by the grace of a devotee, is able to give up all fruitive activities, leading to material happiness in this life or future lifetime, is special to me. I consider him, in other words, someone surrenders, they have the idea I should surrender to God, they take shelter of a guru, they take diksha. Then by serving guru, bhajana kriya, nartha nivritti, they become purified and give up their mundane aspirations and material desires and hankerings. And then Krishna considers that person special. I consider that person superior to both the jnani and yogi, and thus I give him a spiritual body that is completely different from anything these other practitioners on other paths can ever hope to achieve. My devotee is thus able to overcome repeated birth and death. I bestow my majestic power on him. In other words, I cause all divine virtues to enter him, making him worthy of my association in the spiritual world. So this is certainly divine dispensation. The Lord, this is what Krishna is telling Uddhava, that he takes a special, plays a special role in the life of the sadhaka. He personally takes an interest in the life of the sadhaka to bring him to the perfection of prema to such an extent that Krishna personally gives the spiritual body, what he's saying here, and it gives him all the refinement and all the qualifications that he needs to actually serve him. All the different bhavas. It says that I cause all divine virtues to enter him, making him worthy of my association in the spiritual world. Bhaktivinoda says the same point in his Bengali. Sarva karma tyagiya mori atma nivediya jekari amara sevan amritatva dharma paya lila madhye pravishya amasaha karaya raman. One who gives up all fruitive activities and surrenders himself to me, rendering service to me, attains the characteristics of immortality and enters into my pastimes, enjoying them in my company. And this Vajrahasya Vritti commentary. Here, Krishna is describing the situation of a pure devotee who is exclusively surrendered to him. The devotee, by the mercy of his guru, he serves Bhagavan with a full sense of possessiveness, mamata. Of course, this is one of the characteristics of prema. When one comes to prema, then mamata, feeling that Krishna is mine, that very much manifests in the devotee's heart. And bhava has different characteristics, but this is one of the characteristics of prema. And Bhagavan bestows upon that devotee, at the level of prema, a spiritual body appropriate for rendering eternal service to him. This means that Krishna gives a body, qualities, activities, service, and so on according to the particular mode of the sadhaka. That means his sthayibhav. If he's in a sthayibhav of madhurati, then at the time of perfection of achieving prema, then Krishna will give the suitable body, kinkari. And it says here, qualities, activities, seva, everything. Basically it's saying that Krishna himself will give the ekadash bhav. He'll give the siddhadeya to the premi bhakta. Now it goes on. As a result of associating with swajatiya snigdashaya bhaktas, those that have the same line, Gaudiya Vaishnava, the same sthayirati, and they're very affectionate and kind-hearted towards you or us, the affectionate devotees of the same mood and more advanced, the sadhaka is endowed with Madhurya Rati, who has it. He attains a desire to serve in the amorous mellow. By practicing bhakti, and by the mercy of devotees, he attains perfection. Siddha Avashta. Such devotee performs his sadhana internally. This is Seva Sadhaka Rupina, Siddha Rupina Chatri. Under the guidance of Lita and other Sakis, and by their mercy receives bodily features equal to those of the Nitya Siddha Mantris, and obtains the pleasure of directly rendering Kunja Seva and Sri Brajadam. After this attainment of Sarup Siddhi, the Jiva achieves Vastu Siddhi and for eternity serves Sri Radha in the eternal land of Vrindavan. So this is the way to attain the prema-filled leelas of Radha and Krishna. Obviously, mercy of Krishna and mercy of Guru is the keynote. And this is reassurance, at the same time, encouragement that the Lord doesn't forsake his devotee. When one has so much attachment and so much surrender, and somehow or other, one way or another, the Lord personally arranges for the perfection of the devotee. In Sankalpa, was it Raghavarta Panchandrika, Vishnu Chakravarti is saying that one can attain his siddhadeya, revelation of his eternal form, by Guru, giving also by Nam, or by the Pripa, the Parishads. So one way or another, one will be rewarded and given what he intensely desires. And how he sums up this with Sambhog, he said, this is it, this is the final pastime, Ratri Leela. And he quotes Govinda Leelamrita. And then his own comments to summarize the book, we want to read those also. At night, Radha and Krishna, who are very anxious to see one another, finally meet. Their dear gopis worship them by performing many services. Radha and Krishna become exhausted from roaming in the forest, singing, dancing in the ras, performing other pastimes with the beloved sakis, these most beloved sakis. Their loving maidservants serve them by fanning, offering camphor and tambul, and massaging their feet and so forth. Then the divine couple sleep on a bed of flowers. I remember, Smarami, I remember that Radha and Krishna. At least this is the subject matter for Smaran. Of course, on the level of Kasturi Manjari, Krishna's Kaviraj, he's not only remembering, but he's seeing, he's entering there to serve. There's another translation. I always like to hear these different translations because they enrich the understanding. Because all these books are originally in Sanskrit, and we're getting English translations from different devotees. I meditate on Radha and Krishna at night, how they are both anxious to see each other. Labdha Sango, very much greedy to meet. And how they finally reach the trysting place where they find each other. Vrindadevi worships them both with many types of service, and then Radha and Krishna begin dancing with their beloved sakis in the Rasalila. The divine couple walk through the forest, they enjoy its beauty, what's called Banbihar, and they're singing and dancing in the Rasalila together. They pass the night in various other activities being served by their dear friends until finally they lay down on the flower bed to pass the night in happy repose. So this is the final lila of Astayam Sadhana on the level of Prem Nam Bhajan. One will chant the holy name, one will see himself in his divine form, one will see the lilas of the Lord, one will see the divine forms of all the members of the lila, gopis, manjaris, and one will enter there, lila pravesh, and different levels of smaran. And if the Lord is pleased with the intensity of the smaran and he wants to reveal himself, that smaran will become spurti, where the actual premi bhakta feels that he's actually in the lila. He's entered the lila, he's actually serving there in the siddhadeya. It's described there's spurti, vispurti, and sakshat darshan, or sakshatkar. And vispurti is a deep vision, where once for a long period of time, one is seeing the pastime and forgetting everything else and feels that it's a vision, within the mind, and he's right there part of it. But vispurti is a very specialized form of spurti where it seems so real the person can touch it. He feels, I'm seeing Krishna in this vision, and Radharani, all Sakhi Manjaris, everything, and I feel like I can touch them. But I can't because it's a meditation. But in Sakshatkara, then Krishna may appear right before you and you can touch him, or you may swoon in ecstasy. You have darshan of Krishna. Madhurya Kadamani describes it, prema. One has darshan, then he may swoon, and then Krishna may speak to you, or he may hold your hand, or he may touch you, or there's fragrance. There's these interactions that happen where Krishna revives you from your faint or your swoon. That's Sakshat, directly. Krishna's hand holds your hand. He can even kiss you, embrace you. So these are the intensities of meditation for the Premi Bhakta. Seeing Krishna on these intense levels. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he gives his nice version of this verse, which is part and parcel of the book. And if someone knows nice singing, they can sing all these songs. And they do sing these songs. And the Gaudiya Mathuring Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati's time, and I think now in many of the Gaudiya Mass, I think so, I heard like that, the devotees would spend Kartik absorbed in Bhajan Rahasyam as their whole Bhajan. Of course, here we're a little specialized because we live in Brajadam, and our Gaudiya Mass, they have Brajyatra, so they mix a little bit Brajyatra and Leelas and all that with Bhajan Rahasyam. But I know one Acharya, he invited me once to come to Chandigarh and outside of Braj. And all of his devotees came there for Kartik, and they spent the whole month absorbed in this Bhajan Rahasyam. They had five sittings a day, and they all sit together five times a day, beginning at 3:30 in the morning, and they go through the eight periods. They cover two-in-one period, like Nishant Lila, Pratik Lila, in one sitting, and they go like this. And of course, there's breakfast, prasad, all these things. But five times a day they sit, and they discuss all the verses throughout the month. Then they sing all the Bengali bhajans. At the end of each chapter, these bhajans that look like poems that summarize the Astakali Leela, the eight kalas, or eight yamas, they're actually Bengali bhajans. And they sing them very beautifully, and they all relish them. And because most of the devotees are Bengali, it's like singing in French or English or something. They just know the language automatically. As soon as they sing it, they say, oh yes, the parrots and minor birds and peacocks are coming into the kunj and they're waking up Radha and Krishna, and then this monkey comes, cockatoo. I mean, they're just singing it. So this is one of those songs, but I can't really render it proper justice. But these are Astakaliya Bhajans by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. At the end of each chapter, there's Astakaliya Bhajans. Brinda Paricharya Pana Preshtali Ganera Lana Radha Krishna Rasadika Lila Gita Lasya Kaila Kata Seva Kaila Saki Jata Kusama Shayaya Dunhe Shulya Anisha Bhage Nidragela Sabe Anandita Haila Saki Gana Paranande Bhase Esuka Shayan Smari Bhajamana Radha Hari Se Lila Praveshira Ashe. After being greeted by Brinda Devi, Radha and Krishna take their sakis with them to perform Rasa Lila. They indulge themselves in singing and dancing throughout the night, and they're served by the sakis until finally they lie down on a bed of flower petals. After the divine couple fall asleep, everyone feels great joy, especially the sakis who are immersed in supreme ecstasy. Meditate on Radha and Krishna's joyful rest, O mind, and worship them in the hope of entering their eternal pastimes. Bhajamana Shri Radha is that song, famous song. Barsane Wali Radhe Shri Radhe. So one of them is Bhajamana. Bhajamana Shri Radhe. Bhajamana means with your mind worship Shri Radhe. So Bhajamana Radha Hari. Say Lila Praveshara Ashe. It's of course Asha Bandha is a symptom of Bhava. One of the nine symptoms of Bhava is Ashabandha. Prabhupada translates, hope against hope. Intense hope. One is filled with intense hope that he will, because of this intense ruchi and Bhava and all these deep feelings of love for Krishna, he has intense hope that, yes, Krishna will show himself to me. Yes, I will experience directly Sri Krishna at the level of prema. And he will fill me with his love. This is just around the corner. So he's saying, Lila Pravesh Asha, Bhajamana Radhahari, Sukha Shayan Smadhi. This beautiful Shayan, this very sweet, happy, sleeping pastimes of Radha and Krishna, we should remember that. And Bhajamana, with our mind, we should worship Radhahari and hope against hope and have intense, with the desire that we will somehow qualify ourselves to enter their eternal pastimes. This is a little bit of the extra the flavor that Bhaktivinoda Thakur has added to these verses from Govinda Lilamrita. He's included the aspect of bhajan and sadhana, whereas the verse itself from Govinda Lilamrita really describes the lila itself. And this translation goes, the second translation. At night, Radha and Krishna are very anxious to see one another finally meet. Their dear gopis worship them by performing many sevas. Radha and Krishna become exhausted from Banbihar, wandering the forest, singing, dancing in Rasalila, and performing other pastimes with these most beloved sakis. Their loving maidservants serve them by fanning them, offering camphor and tambal, massaging their feet, and so forth. Divine couple go to sleep on a bed of flowers. I remember that Radha and Krishna. So, this Madhuram Samapayat. The Sakis return to Yavatgram from Nanda Bhavan with various kinds of food preparations. This is the Leela. This is just before Radha goes out for meeting Krishna. And evening, it's dinner, like you can say dinner time. That all these remnants, Krishna Prasad, has been given by Dhanishta or Kundalata. And they're mixed with Krishna's, the nectar of his lips, the Dara Amrita. When Radharani sees the beauty and smells the fragrance of these preparations, she and all the other sakis, they become very happy by the fragrance and the sight of Krishna's Prasad. And generally, we become happy when we eat Krishna Prasad. We don't feel so much joy in looking at Krishna Prasad or the fragrance. But on this level, any connection with Krishna fills them with joy and bliss because it's all Krishna's in every aspect of it. The Sakis also bring some indication of the place of rendezvous, Abhisar. At night, when all the seniors are sleeping, the Sakis dress and decorate Swamini Radha with clothes and ornaments suitable to the position of the moon, and they take her for Abhisar. Swamini Radha meets her beloved Krishna at the designated place, and they relish joking and playing dice and all Rasleela and other pastimes. And then the divine couple rests on a bed of flowers which has been prepared by the Sakis. At the end of night, they awaken, much to the happiness of the Sakis. So tomorrow we can read and discuss the concluding words of Bhajan Rahasyam.